Now, I try not to make a lot of assumptions about you. I know that there are so many things going on in your life. Like I said, I try not to make too many guesses, but I'm going to make one now. If you are listening to me here on 2SER, you are probably not listening to Alan Jones over on 2GB. Unfortunately, though, it was pretty inescapable hearing some of the comments he made just over the last few weeks about Jacinda Ardern. Just a quick reminder, unfortunately, this is what he said if you didn't manage to catch it the first time round.
This lightweight New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, is challenging Scott Morrison over climate change. Now, I hope Scott Morrison gets tough here with a few backhanders. Hasn't got a clue, this woman. She's a clown, Jacinda Ardern, a complete clown. I just wonder whether Scott Morrison's going to be fully briefed to shove a sock down the throat. I mean, she is a joke, this woman, an absolute and utter lightweight. Why the hell are we listening to Jacinda Ardern? If I see her once more on the TV, I'll puke.
Nothing to make you feel better about the state of Australian media than that. Well, guess what? There's been a huge advertising boycott campaign. It's been running against Alan, and a source close to 2GB said yesterday to the Sydney Morning Herald that it could cost the station up to $1 million. The ad boycott's been led on Twitter by two accounts in particular, Sleeping Giants and Mad Effing Witches. Jenny Hill is the founder of Mad Effing Witches, and she's with us on the line now. Jenny, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problems. Hello.
So, thus far, how many advertisers have dropped their advertising on Alan Jones's program?
We've got 88 so far, with a couple more to come this morning. And we just learned yesterday afternoon that once we pass about 80, then it's probably been the biggest successful advertiser boycott in Australian history. So we're quite proud of that.
That's a massive achievement. What do you think has made this campaign the most successful? What's made this one different?
I think with a growing awareness of violence against women in the last few years, people have just finally just said it's enough. They've just had enough of, and the things he said were particularly violent. Like, anyone can imagine giving a woman a few backhanders. It's just a really shocking thing to say. And at Mad Witches, we've got 25% men, so it's definitely not just all women doing this. A lot of men are finally at the stage of saying, well, women are being murdered in Australia at the rate of more than one a week, and we just cannot have people openly saying these kinds of things.
So run us through some of the names that have dropped advertising with him, and maybe some that are still with the program.
We've got Coles is out.
Oh, wow.
And Woolworths just yesterday afternoon. Some big international brands like IKEA, Maserati, Hyundai, some big car companies there, Mercedes-Benz, lots and lots of slightly smaller companies. We've got IGA, so all the supermarkets. 88, and most of them are relatively big companies. The ones that haven't left yet, we've got Kia and Nissan, and still a few big brands left, but surprisingly few. Most of the people now advertising on his show are very small companies, maybe with one or two shops or that kind of thing, butcher chains, those kinds of things. But and they don't have anyone new coming on board to fill the slots either. But I also just wanted to say we're certainly not doing it in a vindictive kind of way, like we're enjoying hurting Alan or 2GB. It's more in the way of that we don't accept that he made an apology. If he did make a heartfelt apology and offer to give a large donation to a women's violence charity or something like that, even today, that would go a long way to easing the anger that people have. But he doesn't seem to be doing that.
What I know that one of the worries is that a lot of the advertisers who have pulled out might 6 months down the track sneakily just go back and continue advertising.
Yeah.
How worried are you about that?
We're not concerned at all because we've set this up quite differently to other campaigns in that we're not planning to just do a campaign and then disappear. We've set up groups of people who are going to be listening to Alan Jones's show at least a couple of times a week for the next 6 to 12 months or however long he's on the air. And we're pretty determined that it's not going to be as it was other times with people just losing interest. We're going to keep listening, and if advertisers do come back, then we'll report on that to the witches. There's about 60,000 witches that that we report to through Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and they'll be ready to get back onto those companies and tell them what they think if they decide to advertise again.
And just before I let you go, Jenny, I know that Alan Jones himself has described himself as a victim of a social media campaign.
Yes.
He reckons the language used about him online is, quote, extraordinary. What is your response to that?
Well, what people seem to think that we're just a group of, you know, anonymous, sweary women. In actual fact, we are pretty sweary, but it's sort of for fun. You know, we're just doing that for fun. In actual fact, if you analyse who the witches are, the vast majority are well-educated, probably above-average incomes. We're sort of so-called ordinary middle-class Australians who are just tired of this. And we've made enormous efforts through the whole campaign to be extremely polite and civil in all our contact. I mean, obviously, nobody can control 60,000 people 100%, but we're pretty confident that the approaches to the companies that are coming from the people following us are very respectful, and that's really important to us because we're certainly not about that. That would be really hypocritical to start using verbal violence against somebody who's used verbal violence.
Jenny, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
That was Jenny Hill. She's the founder of Mad Effing Witches, talking about the boycott campaign for advertisers against Alan Jones.